Tina Ayu leads a small group down a narrow path tucked behind a property off Haula Homestead Road. The ground is littered with fallen mangoes and piles of chopped hau tree branches, remnants from previous community hikes to help maintain and preserve Manawila Heiau. As she steps onto the lower terrace, the group gathers in a circle around a large stone.
You can see the whole thing, you see this stone right in the middle, and this we believe is a pico stone. Is anybody familiar with
Pico? Tina and others point to their belly button. She explains how in Hawaiian culture, parents would bury the umbilical cord after a child was born, often under a tree or a large rock, to connect that child to where they are from.
So we believe that this was a place where the pico of probably somebody of high rank was placed.
Tina is the Oahu Island Director for Hawaiian Islands Land Trust, a local nonprofit that owns the 9 acres containing the heiau. Last July, they acquired it from the McGregor Ohana, who bought the property as a homestead in 1906.
The family lived there for several years, and then at some point, a fire burned down their home, and they moved off the property. And after 1920, the property was left abandoned, but the family knew that there was a heiau there.
Over the years, invasive weeds and vegetation grew over the ancient heiau, which dates back to the 1500s. Back on the trail, Tina passes around a bucket of gardening tools. The group is mostly local residents, along with Oregonian Pearl Redmond.
Well, every time I go anywhere, I Google walking tours.
Redmond hunkers down on a patch of crabgrass and starts weeding the area below the rock wall of the heiau.
In order to give back to the land, after we got this great introduction to the heiau, we each pick up a little sickle and cut down these invasive weeds. You don't pull them out because you might disturb the rocks of the heiau, so be very careful cutting them. Other people have rakes, so yeah, we're just giving back.
For Tina Ayu, going to the heiau has become very personal. Over the years, she's seen the condition continue to improve as more people from the community learn about the historic site.
When I'm there, I can sense that the land feels that it's loved because all these people have come to take care of it. Mm-hmm. And you feel it when you're there. And for myself also as Kanaka Maoli, it's a place that I can go to and feel that connection to my culture.
Tina, who lives in Makiki and works in Kaka'ako, says she often feels relieved just to get out of town and spend some time out of the country.
Sometimes we just get so busy doing our work and our families and all these other things that we forget that there are these special places that really make Hawaii what it is.
The Talk Story on the Land series has become so popular, Hawaiian Islands Land Trust has nearly doubled the number of events this year. Molly Solomon for HPR News.